Now let's go over to Philippians chapter 3, please. Philippians chapter 3. Let's read here in verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on. Everybody say press on. I press on, lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. So what was true of the Apostle Paul is also true of each and every one of us. God has laid hold of us. He's laid hold of us for a plan and a purpose. The King James Version says he's apprehended us. We've been apprehended. We've been arrested. We've been laid hold of. What have we been laid hold of for? Well, in context here, of course, he's talking about knowing God. Remember, we had our study on knowing God, knowing God. Yeah, that's what it was, knowing God. And we found out this is eternal life, that they may know God. And the Apostle Paul says right here in verse 10, he says, this is my determined purpose, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and on and on. So we've been laid hold of for what? You've been laid hold of, number one, to know God. To know God, amen? But he goes on, let's read on here, verse 13. He says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended or to have laid hold. How many of you know there's still more of God? But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward. Everybody say reaching forward. Reaching forward to those things which are ahead. And what's ahead, by the way? Good plans. What's ahead? Jeremiah 29:11, King James Version says, plans of an expected end. So God knows where you're going. Amen. The Bible tells us the Lord declares the end from the beginning. My end is a good end. I'm not anxious about the future. I'm not going to run out of money. I'm not going to run out of money. I'm not going to run out of money. I'm not gonna experience kulang, no shortage. I'm not gonna run out of money. Why? My destination is a sure end. And what's the destination? Peace, health, prosperity, satisfaction, fulfillment. Amen. So he said, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So you've been apprehended. You've been laid hold of. What have you been laid hold of for? Number one, to know God. Amen. To know him personally. To know him intimately. To walk with him closely. But then you've also been apprehended for what? For an upward call. God has laid hold of you, each and every one of you, for an upward call. And he says the reason he talks about pressing and the reason he talks about reaching forward and the reason he talks about forgetting what's behind, why? Is because it's an upward call. You got to press into it. You won't get there by just being a professional church attendee. You know, every Sunday you come and you clock in and then you leave and you clock out. You won't get there that way. We got to cast off these dead religious works and begin to pursue the plan of God. But notice here, he uses the word press. He mentions this word twice about pressing. What does it mean to press? I looked up this word in the original language, in the Greek. What does it mean to press? The word press means to press forward. Everybody say press forward.
Press forward.
So it's not a position of just hanging back. It's a position of pressing forward. This is our position. This is our call. This is our attitude. Press forward. This word press means, could also be translated to pursue. How many of you know we have something to pursue? How many of you know that if you don't want God, how many of you know you don't have to have God? How many of you know if you don't want more of God, God won't bother you with more of himself? But how many of you know if you press, if you seek, if you ask, if you knock, how many of you know you will find?
Amen.
How many of you believe he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him? How many of you believe what Jeremiah prophesied here in verse 13? He said, you'll seek me and you'll find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Amen. And so listen, God is not hiding his plan from you. He is not hiding his plan from you. If you be willing, if you're willing to hear anything he might say to you and you open your heart, he'll begin to reveal to you the next steps. So this word press, it means to press forward. It could be translated to pursue. It also means to give yourself to. To give yourself to. You know, some people give themselves to golf. Some people give themselves, you know what I mean by give themselves? Some people give themselves to, I don't know why I'm using these examples because these are my examples. Some people give themselves to bodybuilding or weightlifting. Some people give themselves to whatever. But we should give ourselves to the pursuit of the plan of God. That's what this word press means. It means to be given to. Amen. So we give ourselves to this pursuit. And what will happen as we pursue, we'll find. So again, you've been laid hold of, number one, to know him, and number two, to fulfill the upward call of God on your life. Amen. I just want to prophesy. I want to say this to you here today. God has more for you. God, that's for somebody for sure, and probably for everybody. I know for everybody, but it's more specific for somebody. God has more for you. He's got more. He's got more of himself, new dimensions of himself, new revelations of himself and of his word. God has more for you. Everybody say more. Everybody say, I press. I reach. I give myself to the plan of God.